Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm here today to notify taxpayers in New York Assembly District 147 that Democrat candidate Luke Wachinski hasn't paid his New York State income taxes. In a July 31st court hearing, Luke Wachinski admitted under oath that he didn't pay his New York State income taxes in 2014, 2015, even though he swore he was a resident of our state. Do you believe Wachinski wants to be in charge of our state taxes, but he hasn't paid his own? It's a joke. So today, after this press conference, I'm releasing my state and federal tax forms for the last 5 years. Yay. And I challenge Wachinski to do the same. So far, Wachinski is silent. I wonder why, don't you? The voters of New York's 147th Assembly District deserve to know how much Luke Wachinski owes them in back taxes. If, as the news reported, Wachinski has not paid his state taxes, voters certainly deserve to know when he intends to pay his taxes, penalties, and interest before they vote to pay him a state salary. The people of Erie and Wyoming counties work very hard to pay needlessly high state taxes, some of the highest in the country. If Wachinski wants to serve New York taxpayers and caucus with the Tax and Spend Democrat caucus, his voters deserve to know the truth about his failure to pay his own state taxes. And this is how we're all going to find out. Assemblyman Michael Blake is the best example. Like Luke, he lied. He didn't live here for 5 years required to qualify to run for state office. Like Luke, he was allowed to run anyway. And like Luke, the tax man called him for his back taxes. Today, Blake has a $40,000 plus tax state lien, and he's being asked by his own conference to resign. Here's my challenge to Luke. The voters of this assembly district demand that you release 5 years of your state and federal taxes. If you do not, then just drop out of this race. Maybe it's not that way in Russia, but here we pay exorbitant state income taxes. If you plan to caucus with the Tax and Spend Democrats in Albany, and you should, too. I'll take any questions. Any questions?
Why is it important in general to release taxes? You know, for, if we look on the federal level, people have been talking about, hey, President Trump hasn't released his own tax returns. Why is it important?
This isn't President Trump. This is a state assembly race. And in New York, we pay the highest taxes. And we're not millionaires. Luke Wachinski hasn't paid his taxes. And I think the taxpayers of this district, who pay some of the highest in the nation, deserve to know why.
Yeah. Another question.
No, I've never been asked to, and I've been unopposed. No one's asked, but I have today. They're ready. And no, that wasn't an issue with me in our race.
Has Luke ever been involved in politics in our area before? We don't know him. We know you. We know you fought for us. I don't know who he is.
No, he just moved back here between 18 months and 2 years ago after, I think, 10 or 12 years in Russia. He got married in Russia. He went there for college. He got divorced, and then he got remarried. I think he has one or two little children, and something happened with his job, and he just moved back. I find it ironic. I've lived here all my life. I served as the mayor of this village. I served as a trustee. I've walked every street in this entire area. I've campaigned here. I've walked the streets of Warsaw, Covington, Bennington, South Wales. He just moves back 18 months ago, not knowing me, not knowing anything about this district, and then tells people that I'm not around and I'm not available. I think everyone here knows, and especially if you've been following my Facebook for 6 months, I've been out all over this district, and I have been for 6 years, and I also campaigned in this district for 2 and 2+ previous. So the people out here do have recognition of what I've done. I could go on with what I've done, but that there's a litany of what I've tried and have accomplished. And I find it ironic that somebody that hasn't even lived not only in this state but not in this country would come out and then start hammering on someone else when he hasn't, he's not a member of a Rotary, he's not a member of a Legion post, he's not a member of any organization that we know of. But yet he wants to tell you how great he's going to be. Sorry, I don't buy it. That's not up to me, but I'm doing it. I'll leave it at that. But if someone else wants to, if that's what someone else should do, that's up to them.
So you don't think it should be a requirement?
I think, well, if you're hiding something, definitely. If you're not hiding anything, then what do you have? I'm releasing mine. If you're hiding something, of course someone's going to say they don't want them released. I don't set the precedent for everybody else. But in this race, release your taxes, Luke.
So you think he is hiding something?
I definitely think he's hiding something. Residency and foreign taxes. There's a foreign tax exemption that you sign on the first, I think, $100,000 of your income. You don't have to pay taxes if you live outside the country. And I think he took that exemption. And that proves he wasn't a resident at all.
Do you think his candidacy is a challenge to yours? You seem to be the favorite in this district, incumbent, very red district as well. Are you worried about his candidacy?
I worry about every race I have. I've taken every race since I was a village trustee seriously. So, even when I was unopposed, I went door to door. I take everything seriously. This is politics, and this is about doing what's best for this district. I take it seriously. I take my job seriously.
So you disagree with the state Supreme Court justice who decided that he could run in this race?
No. So we didn't live here. Didn't pay taxes here. But now he claims he lived here. Odd. I guess we'll let the state tax department clear that up for Wachensky like they cleared that up for Blake. I've got a couple things.
Well, the taxes would show that.
Well, if he didn't live here, then he lied under oath. Which is it? Is he a tax cheat or a liar? Let him accept my challenge, release 5 years of his taxes, and prove which one it is. The burden's on him, not on me. Any other questions?
David?
Yeah.
Do you have available, I see on Facebook and stuff, do you have available any kind of bullet list of achievements that you mentioned? Something simple and clear that you can see?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, I'll dig them up. When I was the mayor here, I don't want to leave you here, but I consolidated the building department, dog, animal control, garbage pickup. We privatized the garbage pickup. I lowered taxes 3 straight years in the village, never been done in the history of our village. By the way, the third time I lowered taxes, the local paper put it on page 11 at the bottom. Okay, 3 straight years. When I started, there were 64 village employees. When I left, there were 48. I was one of the only municipalities in New York State that actually lowered the number of government employees.
Wow.
I've got a whole list of things that we did. I've got like 4 pages, single spaced, just in the village. And that doesn't include the last 6 years as an assemblyman, which I'll be glad to get you all that.
And David, we haven't seen hide nor hair of your opponent in Wyoming County. You could also list the things that you've done for Wyoming County residents, because you're everywhere out there.
I am.
And we haven't seen hide nor hair of your opponent, yet he claims to want to represent us.
Right. I'm out there. I just came from Wyoming County this morning. I was with Judge Moen. He gave me a tour of the drug court facility, which helped two dear friends of mine with their daughter, who was literally I don't want to go into details, but they think within, the police said that within a week or two that she was such, had such a bad drug habit, she'd be dead. In Wyoming County, because of the way they do, their drug court, they saved her. And so those parents were with me today to go see Judge Moen. It was very emotional as they told the clerk and all the people on the drug court how they saved their daughter. And that's where I came from. That's why I was a little late today, and I apologize for that. Yes. Well, up in, when he was vetted back in April by some people we know in East Aurora, he told them that he was for the SAFE Act and he was not, he would pass more strict gun laws. He was with the governor. Now today, because of the district, he's out there saying he supports, how does he put it? He supports common sense gun laws. And we all know what that means. That's a safe way of trying to say to you that he's a Second Amendment supporter, but in reality, he will vote for any gun law that comes down the pipe.
I really appreciate your freshman term in Albany, and you were one of the first ones to get up in front and have the guts and the dedication to stand out and speak out against it at personal political peril, and you're still here and you're still fighting. Thank you. And it's on YouTube for everybody to see.
I appreciate that. I hope that people who know me or follow me know I'm pretty transparent. I tell the truth, I tell it like it is, and some people don't like it. But that's just the way I am, and I'll always be fighting for those things I feel that are sacred to me and to you. Any other questions? Anybody else? All right, well, thank you guys for coming, and to my supporters, God bless all of you. I appreciate it. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. To see this many people show up is really touching.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.